When we think of transplants, organ transplants, we often think of livers or maybe even hearts. One thing we don't think about is cornea transplants, which is the part of your eye, the window in your eye, that we use to see. Now, I'm joined today in the studio by someone who's going to tell us their story about a cornea transplant they had a few years ago. I'm joined by John Clayton from Harrogate. Welcome to the studio, John. It's great to have you in.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Ben.
Now, John, you are a patient of Christopher Nixon Optometrists in Starbeck, but your corneal graft was quite a while ago, in the early 1990s.
Yep.
So I just want to start by telling us what actually a corneal graft is for someone who's maybe not heard of it before.
Yeah, it's a bit gruesome really, Ben. It's like slicing the front of your eye off and replacing that to get a better sight, basically. So if you imagine a beach ball, and you sliced a segment off the top and then replaced it with a football where you put a slice on that and tried to make that thing come back to being a ball shape again.
So as I said, the cornea is the window that we use to see, and that can often become hazy due to disease or illness or that sort of thing. So at what sort of age, John, did you realise that you might need something like this, a cornea graft, to help improve your vision?
Well, I don't think I ever realised I needed that. I just couldn't see very well, and that just got worse when I was sort of late teens and into my 20s. And then I moved to Chris Nixon, as he was recommended to me, and I think because Chris has invested a lot of money in new technology, lots of kit there, I think he was able to find the root cause of my problem and said, actually, you need to see a specialist, and a graft would help. The staff are great there, and you're made to feel really welcome. It's a very warm environment. It feels like everybody knows you. People care about how the service that they give you. And basically, Chris just puts you through a lot of different bits of technology and kit to assess what's going on. And I understand that you can find an awful lot about your health by looking at the back of your eyes as well. So it's not just kind of your eyesight you're getting, a bit of an MOT for your lots of other things as well.
So in terms of the surgery itself, I read beforehand, am I right in thinking that you're not actually put to sleep, you're not sedated, so you lay that you're awake at the time. Is it a painful thing to happen, or do you not really feel anything with your eyes?
There's good drugs involved, so it's not too painful. Basically, they clip your eye back so your eyelids don't flicker, but you're kind of well dosed up, so you're aware of somebody working on your eye, but there's no pain because you've got anaesthetics and things like that.
I'm guessing that's quite important, though, because when you think about putting eye drops in and that sort of thing, yeah, you tend to blink before the eye drop even gets near your
absolutely,
eye.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of flinching involved.
Yeah. And you've got your head in a basket and a very nice nurse holding your hand, so it's all good.
Oh, there you go. So it's not too bad of a surgery then. When it comes to corneas in this country and donating corneas, it's uncommon for people, for organ donators in particular, to actually donate their corneas. I didn't know if you're aware, but it's not usual for this country. Mm. But it's unfortunate as well, because as many as 10 people can have sight-saving surgery from one pair of donated corneas. So someone, maybe they pass away and they're happy for their corneas to be donated. That can help improve 10 people's sight. So when it comes to you, John, in particular, you are heavily involved at Panel Golf Course. You're an avid golfer. How does that help when it came to your golfing and your career as well, your eyesight?
Well, I guess without this surgery, without the graft, my eyesight would have deteriorated to the point I wouldn't be able to participate in the sports that I love. So I love playing golf, as you say, and I love skiing, and all these things you need decent eyesight for. So it's massively important in terms of changing your life.
As we say, you've got a different person's cornea in your eye when you have this surgery, and they're put on with little stitches. Did you ever think to yourself, wow, I've got someone else's eye, I'm using someone else's sight here? Did that ever come into your mind?
Not really, no. I was kind of hoping they had a twinkle in their eye, I guess, but no, it never didn't feel like an alien part of your body or anything like that.
And I'm assuming that obviously you're a beneficiary of this surgery. I'm assuming you would encourage people to donate corneas and other organs as well, because it can be recycled and reused for other people such as yourself who can benefit from it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very humbling just to think that somebody has given up, donated their organs to give somebody else a better chance of better eyesight. So I'm eternally grateful for that person that did that. It wasn't a life-saving thing, but it was a life-enhancing thing for sure. Well, I've had two grafts. I had a regraft on the same eye, and that has helped the situation. I still need correction in my eyes, so I still need to wear two different types of contact lenses, but I can see, and some of the things that Chris is able to do with his new technology, I've had the best eyesight now than I've ever had in my whole life. So I can sort of assess it by... There's one particular great hole at Panel, which is the 17th, and it's about 200 yards away, looking across over the hills and out towards the Dales. And I can now see a golf ball on the green, whereas I couldn't do that, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I could barely see the green. So now I can actually see a golf ball at that distance, which you know, is fantastic.
Well, John, thanks for coming in and telling your story today. It's been fantastic to hear about it. If you do want to find out more about Christopher Nixon Optometrists and what they can offer you in Starbeck, their website is christophernixon.co.uk, or you can call the practice to arrange an appointment or discuss your eye options on 01423 88 5764. John, thanks again for coming into the studio and telling your story today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Ben.